We in Dalet Amud Beis. Let us just start from the second line of the Gemara. The first line of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Gemara speaks out a whole cheshbin of inyonim with the zachiyah of a bal ta'acha. So the Gemara says, Kivin she'ovru aleihem shloish regolim, oiver bebal ta'acha. When three regolim pass, and one did not pay up his chayv, the chayvus which were enumerated before, kolbonis, like a shikret pay, etc., his chayev bebal ta'acha. We had mentioned last week, the gather of bal ta'acha is that there is a time when it should be paid up, and if he was ma'acher d'zman ha'piroim, that means that time passed, then he's oiver alav or bal ta'acher. Rabbi Shimon oimer shloisha rigolim kisidron. Rabbi Shimon agrees with the Tanakam in a way that the time of paying up these chayvis are three rigolim, but he says it has to be shloisha rigolim kisidron, that if the time elapsed from Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, and then he didn't pay up, then he's over bal ta'acha. That means if a chiyuv was chal right before Shavuos, so then he'll only be over bal ta'acha after Shavuos, Sukkos, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos pass. The Chag HaMatzis Tchile, that he says there has to be a Seder, and it starts from Chag HaMatzis. Rabbi Meir Oimer, Kivin Shaover Aleim Regal Echod Oiver Bebal Ta'acha. Rabbi Meir said that if one regal passed and he did not bring the Kolben, he's Oiver Bebal Ta'acha. Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov Oimer, Kivin Shaover Aleim Shnei Regolim Oiver Bebal Ta'acha. Oiver if two Yomim Toivim passed. Rabbi Lozer Ben Rabbi Shimon, The second man was Rab Shimon. This is Rab Shimon's son. Rabbi Lozab Rab Shimon Oimer, Kivin Sheova Aleim Chag HaSukkos, Oiver Aleim Bebal Ta'acha. If Sukkos passed by, so then, Kozman Sukkos doesn't pass by, he's not Oiver Bebal Ta'acha. As soon as Sukkos passes by, and he did not bring his Chiyuvim, he did not bring his Kobonis, he's Oiver Bebal Ta'acha. So we have here a few Shitas. Just to summarize, the Tanakama holds as long as three regolim passed, it doesn't matter the sequence of the regolim, as long as they passed, he's over bal ta'acha. Rab Shimon holds, you have to have three regolim kisidrom starting from Chag HaMatzis. Rab Meir says, if one regol passes, he's over bal ta'acha. Rab Lezer ben Yaakov says two regolim. And Rabbi Lozer by Rabbi Shimon says, if Sukkos passes, he's over bal ta'acha. Now the Gemara is going to explain what are the reasons of all these tanoim, and that's why each one has a different shita. My time the tanekame. What is the time of the tanekame? What is the time of the Tanakame? So the Gemara says, Michdei minayu solik lomali lemeheda umichtev b'chagamatzais u'b'chagashavuais u'b'chagasukais shma mino lebal ta'acha. Now, let us explain what the Gemara is saying. In Seif Parshas Re'ei, the Torah speaks about the Mayadim. Shomer es chaydish ha'ovi visa Pesach l'Hashem aleikecho. That's Pesach. Shiva shvuis tispeloch v'sisachak shvuis l'Hashem aleikecho. Chagasukeis tasalocho shiva shiomim bospecho migornecho miyikvecho. So the Torah was speaking about the three regolim. Then, right before the end of the Pasuk says as follows. Shalosh pa'omim ba'shone, three times a year, yeiroch chol zechucho as pnei Hashem aleikecho ba'mokim asher yivcho. That the three times in the year, there's a chiyuv of riyas ponim. Now, if you would ask us which three times of the year are we speaking about, so the Seichel is Machayev, we just were speaking about the three regolim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. Now it says three times of the year, Yerocho Zechucho, so it's going on these three times. But the Posik is Mefaret. V'chag HaMatzos, v'chag HaShavuos, v'chag HaSukkot. V'leiros Pnei Hashem Reiko. So it seems there were certain Tanoim that held that this is extra. The Torah did not have to specify now with which Sholish Pomim we are speaking about. Because this is that's the Gemara's Kasha. My time at the Tanakama, Michdei Minayu Solik, we just ended speaking about the three regolim. Lama li lemaheder umichta, why does the Torah have to repeat and write over again, Bechaga Matzais, Ubechaga Shavuos, Ubechaga Sukkos? Why does the Torah have to repeat it? Shmamino, that's what the Torah repeated. The three chagim, and the Torah said, V'lo yiros pnei Hashem reikom, lebal ta'acha. That means that here the Pasuk is telling us a new halacha. That you have to make sure in the three regolim that you should, le'yiros pnei Hashem reikom, you should pay up your nedarim and nedavos. You should pay up your chayvos. So this pasuk is speaking about Baal Tacha. Let us see Rashi. Mirdei minayu solik. Ksha omar akosov sholish polmim bashone yero kol zechuche bechaga matzois. Mehem oya oila. You were speaking about them. Kva kosov lemailo beinyin. Shomer es chaydish oviv. Shiva shavuos tispaloch. Chag sukkos tasalocho. Is lomo li lemeheder ulemininu beparshas chag sukkos. This is the last parsha which is speaking about chag sukkos tasalocho shiva shomim. And in this parsha it says sholish pomim bashone. And it starts repeating which sholish pomim chag amatzis chag shavuos chag sukkos. Ishma mino, that this repetition is coming to tell us Hilchos Baal Tacha. Shma mino le Baal Tacha, the hochi koma, heyunirin lefonov leshalem nidreichem, you should come, and by these three yom tovim, you should make sure to pay up your nedorim, don't come three times in the Beis HaMikdash without paying up your nedarim, because if you'll do that, afterwards you'll be over Baal Ta'acha. So this man, hapiroin of nedarim and nedavos, is these three yamim tovim. So that's the svar of the Tanakhama. The Rabbi Shimon Oima, Rabbi Shimon came, that is true. That is true that it's ibrik, that it's extra. Chagamatzis, chagashvus, chagasukis. But Rab Shimon had another ore. Eine tzorich loimer bechagasukis sheboi diber akosov. This posik is in the parsha that's speaking about chagasukis. Chagasukis tas hoshiva shomim v'samachta bechagecho hoshiva shomim tochel shem alekecha. Speaking about chagasukis. Now sholish pomim parshoni yirocho zuchuchas ne shem alekecha. Chag HaMatzis, Chag HaShavuos, so Chag HaSukkos, Zichr didn't have to be mentioned, because this is the parsha of Chag HaSukkos. Lo, Sheboi Diber HaKosov, Lomo Nemar, Loimar Shezeh Achayn. So the Torah went and wrote Chag HaSukkos, even though this is the parsha of Sukkos, to tell us that the last regel, which comes before you become a chuyah from Baal Ta'acher, is Sukkos. So that means the Sholosh Regolim have to be Keseda, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. That is the svar of the first two Tanoim. They learn out from this posik, Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukkos. The Rabbi Meir, my time, Rabbi Meir holds that the chuyah Baal Ta'acher is after one regel. Where did he get this from? Tchsiv, there's a posik, it says, the posik ends, uvoso shomo, when you come to the Beis HaMikdash in the regolim, vahaveisem shomo, bring all your chiyuvim. So the Torah said, when do you have to bring your chiyuvim? When you're oil regal. Uvoso shomo, you came there once,
by one regel you came, whatever the regel might be, v'haveisem shoma, bring your chiyuvim then. So you see, so as long, if I didn't bring my chiyuvim then, so it's called, I was ma'achel this man. Let us see what Rashi says. And before in Rab Shimon, ein tzorach loy mechag asukis, av kshechoyzrin lebal ta'acha, even though the Torah repeated the yomim toivim, to tell me that Allah ha'bal ta'acha loy, ein tzorach laskiroi, a basukis you didn't have to the be maskir. Shrei ha'in yinosuk boy, the parasha speaking about sukis. Hochi gasinin shaboy dibarakosov, because shaboy dibarakosov, lo menem aloy meshezeh achayin, ad sheyavar oysom kisei derazeh, Pesach Shavuos Sukkos. That was the svara of Rab Shimon, and Rameya brings the pasuk of Oso Shama Vaveisim Shama. The Rabbonon say, Hahu La'asei. This pasuk is coming to tell us that is true. By the first regel, there's a mitzvah asei to bring your nedorim v'nedoves, but you're not over the lav. That means the Torah tells you, you're coming to the Beis HaMikdash, you have an opportunity now to bring your kabonis, uboso shoma v'haveisem shoma. But that's only a mitzvah sasei. If you didn't do it, you were over a mitzvah sasei. Bal ta'acher is when du hast ma'acher given the zman havor. The zman is only three regolim. Rab Meir, Ratz Rab Meir say, Kiven the Omei Le'Rachmona Aisi V'loi Aisi. If the Torah said, when you come, you should bring your kabonis, Memele Kom Le'Babal Tacha. That is this man. The Torah gave you this man. If the Torah said, when you come to be Oile Regel, you should bring your kabonis, that's this man Havor. And if you didn't bring it then, so you're Ma'acha this man. Let us see Rashi. The Chachamim say, "Ohu la'asei." The mitzvahs say, "Olav la'haviyoy beregel rishon." But if I don't bring it, the Torah wanted to be, you should be mizaras yourself. Bring it the first regel. Bring it whenever you come. But if you don't do it, you only are even a mitzvahs say. The Rab Meir Amaloch, given the Amalei Rachmona Aisi beregel rishon, the Torah said, "Bring it the first yontif." Zehu zman shekovoloi. This is the zman when it has to be brought. Vim icharoi min hamoyed, and if he was ma'acher the zman, havi icho. Umemele, come le bal ta'acher. Bal ta'acher means you were ma'acher the zman. The zman was to bring it by a regel, that's what Rameya holds, and if you did not bring it then, you were ma'acher the zman. The Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, my time, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says that Yo'iva, when two regolim pass, the chsiv, Eile tasu l'ashem b'moyadeichem, these are the kabonis you should bring b'moyadeichem. This is in Bamidbar Choftes. Bamidbar Choftes, the psukim speak about, this is Parshas Pinchas, the psukim speak about all the korbanos musafim which are brought in each yontif. Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, Rosh Hashanah. Then the pasuk says, Eile tasu l'Hashem b'moyadeichem. This is what you should do, you should bring b'moyadeichem in your yomim tovim. Levad minidreichem v'nidvoiseichem, and besides these kabonis, make sure to pay up your nedorim and nedoves leliseichem leminchoiseichem uniskeichem loshalmeichem. So Rabbi Lozor b'Rabbi Yaakov learned that the pasuk is Rabbi Lozor ben Yaakov learned that b'moyadeichem is coming to tell us. That means we have to say b'moyadeichem is a ibrik word. We're speaking about yomim tovim. So the Torah should have ended off the parsha, Eilu tasu l'Hashem, levad minidreichem v'nidvoiseichem. Why does the Torah say, b'moyadeichem? So b'moyadeichem is going on the end, b'moyadeichem, in two yomim tovim, b'moyadeichem is a loshen rabim, you should see, levad minidreichem v'nidvoiseichem, you should see that your nedorim and nedoves should be paid up. So two moyadim, that is this man, piroim, of the Nedorim and Nedoves, and afterwards Yehoiva Baal Ta'acha. Miyut Moyadim Shnayim, V'Rabbonon, Ahu L'Chid Rabbi Yoinim. Rabbanon say that this pasuk, that what the pasuk said b'moyadeichem, an extra word b'moyadeichem, that's coming v'rabbanon hu l'chide Rabbi Yoine. This is coming to tell us the halacha of Rabbi Yoine. The Omar Rabbi Yoine hukshu kol amoyadim kulam zelozeh. All the moyadim have one similarity. Shekulon mechaprim al tumas migdosh v'kadoshov. That the soil chatos that is brought in all the moyadim, the purpose of the soil is to be mechaper al tumas migdosh v'kadoshov. That means if a person went into the base of migdosh betume, if he never knew about it, or if he ate kodesh betume, he never knew about it. So all the seirim are mechaper on this chet. So, be'emesin, just to appreciate what the machloikis is, eile tasu l'ashem b'moyadeichem, the first half of the pasuk is speaking about the kol b'nei schoive, because till now it's speaking about all the musafim. In the musafim there's a sirizim echad l'chatos. So the first half of the pasuk is speaking about the musafim. The second half of the pasuk is speaking about levad min nidreichem and nidveisechem. Make sure to bring you the dorm and the dovis. The shaila is this extra word b'moyadeichem. Is it going on the reisha? Is it going on the kol b'nei schoive? That all the seirim of all the musafim come for one purpose. That's what the rabbanon hold. Hukshu kol me'adis elozeh. And Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov said it's going on the sefer. B'moyadeichem in Tura Golem, you should make sure that your nedarim and nedarim should be paid up. That is the drasha of Rabbi Eliezer v'Rabbi Yaakov. The last man the Yoma, v'Rabbi Eliezer v'Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Eliezer v'Rabbi Shimon, that's Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai's son. He says that Yoiva bal ta'ache as soon as Sukkos passes. My time. The sanya Rabbi Eliezer b'Rabbi Shimon oimer lo yoimer chag ha-sukkos sheboi diber ha-kosuv. So this sounds very similar to his father's drosha. His father said the same drosha. His father said, and the first drosha that we had, it says, the end of Re'ei, chag ha-matzos, chag ha-sukkos, and chag ha-shavuos. Chag ha-matzos, chag ha-shavuos, v'chag ha-sukkos. So Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai had asked, why does he have to mention Chag HaSukkos? The parsha speaking about Chag HaSukkos would be enough to mention Chag HaMatzis v'Chag HaShavuos. So why did the Torah mention Chag HaSukkos? To tell me that it's a choine. This is the last of the set. It has to go first Pesach Shavuos Sukkos. Rabbi Eliezer b'Rabbi Shimon starts off with the same type of drosha. He says, my time of the sign Rabbi Eliezer b'Rabbi Shimon oimer lo yoimer chag ha-sukkos. Why does he have to mention chag ha-sukkos sheboi diber ha-kosu? The parsha speaking about sukkos. Lomo nema, loimer. So he said a different conclusion. It said chag ha-sukkos shezeh goyrim. Yo'oiver bal ta'acher when sukkos passes. Let us see Rashi. Hekeshe de Rabbi Yoine, v'meseche shvues itzrich loimer, shekol sirei horigolim, all the seirim, the soyer lechatos, that is brought in the musafim of the regolim, mechaprim, they all come for one common purpose. Mechaprim al tumas migdosh v'kadoshov, and there's a hekesh, the alfinen misoyer deroish chodesh, tachsiv be'ilos, eisas avoin ha'ede. So we learn all the seirim of all the misafim do the exact same tafkid, the mechaper al tumas migdosh v'kadosh. That's at Rabbonim darshan with the extra word mayadechim. Zok Taisvis. The ain tzorich loyma chag ha-sukkos sheboi akosuv medaba. This was Rab Shimon's drosha. Why did the Torah have to mention chag ha-sukkos? Loma nema loyma sheze achon. To tell us that this is the last of the set. You have to have a sequence of Pesach Shavuos Sukkos. Zui girses hakuntris. Vahashte. So the Toisves, Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Shimon, Dorshim bin Yenecho, they both bring the same drosha. Why did the Torah mention Chag HaSukkos? Ela demar sovar shezeg goyrim. Rabbi Lozab, Rabbi Shimon said, you know what the Torah said, Chag HaSukkos, it's extra, to tell you, you're only over when Sukkos passed by. Umar sovar, his father said, you know what the Torah said, Chag HaSukkos, shezeg achayin. That this has to be the last of the three regolim, then you're over. You need three regolim, and this has to be the last. That's Rashi's Gilsa. The Rabbeinu Chananu Goris, Ein Tzorech Loimer, Bechag HaMatzis, Sheboi HaKosov, Sheboi Posach HaKosov Trile, Lomanema Loimer, Shezer Rishoin. Rabbeinu Chananu is a different Gilsa in Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon asked a different Kasha. Rab Shimon asked, in the last parsha, which we are speaking about Chag HaSukkos, now the Torah mentions all three regolim, the Torah should not have started with Chag HaPesach. You're speaking about Chag HaSukkos now, so say Chag HaSukkos, Chag HaPesach, Chag HaShavuos. Why do you start, we're speaking about Chag HaSukkos, why do you jump to Chag HaPesach? So the Ben Chananel's gear says, so therefore to tell us that Pesach is first. That the Cheshbon of Baal Ta'acha, we start Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. Eile tasu l'Hashem b'mayadeichem u'miyut mayadim shnayim that miyut mayadim shnayim v'af agav d'haikro b'kolben is choyvu d'chsiv. The first half of the posik is speaking about the kolben is choyvu the musafim o'ksiv b'inami levad min nidreichem v'nid v'iseichem, but it also speaks about the kolben is nidove. And therefore, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yaakov learns out that the Kolben is Nedove, the Zman of Ta'acha is two regal. Zog the Gemara weiter. The Rabbi Meir, the Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. That means like this. Rabbi Shimon, the Tanikame, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shimon, all darshened the Yitter of Chagamatzos, Chagashvuos, Chagasukkos. Tanakama says it comes to tell us you need three regolim with any sequence. Rab Shimon says, no, it's three regolim with the sequence of Pesach first. Rabbi Lozab, Rab Shimon says it's you need Chag HaSukkos. But they all darshened the Ibrike Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuos for Chag HaSukkos. Rab Meir brought a different posik, and Rabbi Lozab ben Yaakov brought a different posik. Frag the Gemara, fine, you have your posik. But hay bechag matzos ubechag shvuos ubechag sukkos, which is extra, my doshu boy, what do they do with this pasuk? Why did the Torah after in the middle after we were speaking about these three yom tovim? So why did the Torah have to repeat and specify again shalosh pomim b'shani rokol zechucha bechag matzos bechag shvuos bechag sukkos? My doshu boy. So the Gemara answers, mi boi luhu, they hold the taka extra, but you need it for a different drosh in Gansen. L'chid Rabbi Lozer, Omer Rabbi Shaya. D'Omer Rabbi Lozer, Omer Rabbi Shaya, minayin la'atzeres sheyesh lo tashlumim kol shiva. The halacha is, by each yontif, Pesach, let's talk about Pesach, Shavuos and Sukkos, a yid came to the Beis HaMikdash, he came Yontif, there were two Kolbenes Choyve he had to bring. He had to bring a Kolben Chagige, that's a Chiv of Kolben Chagige, he had to bring each Yontif one Kolben Chagige, which was a Shlomim, which was eaten, 2 days and a night. And he also had to bring an Oilas Riyah. Now the preferable time to bring this was the first day Yontif. Fine, that's when you're supposed to bring it. What is the halach? He didn't bring it the first day Yontif. What happens now? So we have this problem, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. He didn't bring it the first day Yontif. What happens now? So we'll see, there's a posik, we learn out by Pesach and Sukkos, that yesh lo tashlumim kol shiva. If he didn't bring the kol mechagiga the first day Yontif, he bring the ilusriya the first day Yontif, he can come in chalamoy, he could still bring the Kolben Chagiga and the Oilas Riyah. We have Chalamoit, we have a Yontev Achen, he still has time to bring this. It's still Yontev to bring the Chagiga and the Oilas Riyah. What about Shavuos? Shavuos is one day, after Shavuos is no Chalamoit, there's nothing. What if a person did not bring the Chagiga and the Oilas Riyah Yontev Shavuos? What happens then? So Rabbi Shaye darshin, the Omer Rabbi Loz, Omer Rabbi Shaye, minayin la tzeres, שיש לו תשלומים כל שיבה, that Shavuos, if you did not bring the first day, your kol mechagige, you did not bring your oilas riyah, you have time, 7 days, to bring it. That means Shavuos, the first ayont of Shavuos, plus 6 days. Talmud loimer, this posik, bechaga matzois, bechaga shavuos, bechaga sukkos, makish chaga shavuos, lechaga matzois. So there's a hekish, Shavuos to Pesach. Ma chagamatzos yesh lo tashlumim kol shiva. Just like chagamatzos has a tashlumim kol shiva, you have 7 days, you can still bring your kol mechagig and your oilas riyah. Av chagas Shavuos yesh lo tashlumim kol shiva. He also has 7 days to bring his chagig and his oilas riyah. Agav uche, this halacha is still applicable by us bizman hazeh. We don't say tachnin 7 days after Shavuos. The reason we don't say tachnin is because it's still yontif tik. You can still bring your kol mechagige, you can still bring the oilas riyah. That's why we don't say tachnin. So ma chagamatzah shesu mikol shiva, av chagas Shavuos shesh lo tashlumim kol shiva. Frag the Gemara, the Lakish Lechagasukis. Now this Shavuos is in between Pesach and Chagamatzis, Chagashvus, Chagasukis. The Lakish Lechagasukis. Let's make a Hekish to Chagasukis. Maloholom Shmoina, Afkan Shmoina. Sukis, you have 8 days to bring your Kol Mechagige. If you didn't bring your Kol Mechagige yet, you can still bring it, Shmini Atzeres. You didn't bring your Eilas Riyah yet, you bring it Shmini Atzeres. So the Gemara says, no, Shmini Regel Bifnei Atzmayu. No, Shmini Atzeres, you can't bring your Kol Mechagige from Sukkis. This is a new Yontif. You're finished with Sukkis already, and this is a new Yontif, so you can't bring the Chagige of Sukkis in Shmini Atzeres. So what does the Gemara mean to say now? So the Gemara means to say that Sukkis and Pesach are the same. You only have 7 days to be mashlim the havo of the kol mechagige and the eilas riyah. Shmini Atzeres, you can't bring it. So the Gemara, I wish to disagree with you. That is true. There is such a statement that Shmini Atzeres is a new yontif. Le'inyin Pazar Kesef. This is Rosh Tevis. We'll see. Le'gabi. 6 halachas. It's considered a new yomtev. But le'inyin tashlumim. But in the halacha that he could still be mashlim, the chiyuv of havos chagige and oilas riyah, divrei hakol tashlumim derishnu. Shmini Atzeres, he can still bring that what he did not bring the first day Sukkis, he can still bring his chagiga, he can still bring his oilas riyah. How do I know this? This nan, mi sheloi chag, yontev arishin shel chag, a person did not bring a kol mechagiga, the first day Sukkis, chaygeik es kol haregel, so he could bring the chagiga the whole yontev, the yontev ha'achrein shel chag, he brings the Shmini Atzeres also, so he has 8 days. So the Gemara says, Shavuos is in the middle. So there's a hekish. So you can be makish it to Pesach, and they'll have 7 days tashlumim. You can be makish it to Sukkis, and they'll have 8 days tashlumim. So how do you know to be makish it to Pesach? Maybe makish it to tashlumim. Maybe makish it to Sukkis. So the Gemara answers, tefasta merube loy tefasta meruit tefasta. The Gemara says like this. If you don't know, can I learn out a greater halacha, merube, or could I learn out only a smaller halacha? I don't know. So the klal is, if I chap the muet, this is ichetru. If I learn out from Pesach that he has 7 days, a din of 7 days tashlumim, that's true because he's ichet 7 days tashlumim. To learn out from Sukkis, I don't know if it's true. Maybe you don't learn out from Sukkis. Maybe you learn out from Pesach. So, Memel, if I don't know to chap a greater halacha, which I don't know if it is true or not, you cannot learn out such a halacha. That means if you don't know, you take the minimum chiddush. So, therefore, we learn out Shavuos from Pesach that the din tashlumim is 7 days. Zogt Rashi. Let us see what Rashi says. The Rashi, minayin la tzeretz, The ilu bechaga sukeis bechaga matzeis nafkelon v'chagoysem oisei chag l'Hashem shivas yomim yochel yechoygegim kol zayim. You have to bring a korban chagige all 7 days. Talmud loyma oisei. Oisei atachoygeg kol zayim. Don't be choygeg big a chagige 1 day. In kein loma nema zayim l'tashlumim. שאם לא יחוג, חגיגוסי ברישן יקריבנו בשני, מן צלחר לאו דווקא בשני, you have till the 7th day. This is a שוורה רשי. רשי says we learn out, בחג המצס רגויסם אויסוי חג לשם שיבת יומים, which is a פוסק by סוכס, it's not a פוסק by פסח. Turi Evan asks on this רשי, but let's not go into the problems. But that's the Shver Kaitan Rashi. Aber Kaponim Rashi says that when this Pasuk HaGoysam Oysi, we learn that Pesach and Sukkot, you have 7 days Tashlumim to pay up, to bring your Chagiga and your Eilus Riyah. So the Gemara said, let's learn out from Sukkot, that Sukkot, you have 8 days. So the Gemara said, no, you don't have 8 days because Atzeres, Shmini Atzeres is a regel b'fnei Atzmei. It's a new Yontif. So the Gemara says, it's only a new yontav legabi pazer kesev. Kval pei rashtiv b'meseches yume meseches suke. Now Rashi will explain what is this roshetebis pazer kesev. The pei stands for pious. They made a goyrel lepar habo b'shmini ve'enai korev lefi seder ha-mishmoresh sheshonu בשילשו בפורי החג. חוץ משתיים ששונו ולא שילשו, ופר של שמיני אין אחס מאויסן שתיים מקריבוסוי, אלא כל המשמוריס מפייסויס. Now let us explain what Rashi is saying. They brought in Sukkis 70 porim, altogether. There were 70 porim that were brought in Sukkis. There were Chof Dalet Mishmoris of Kahanim. Chof Dalet Mishmoris. So Memele, now if there would have been 72 Purim, then it would work out Moiradik. So it come out that each Mishmor would be able to be Makriv one par each day, you have 70 Purim, so they'd be able to be Makriv 3 times 1 par. Three times 24 is 72. That would be if there'd be 72 Purim. The problem is there was only 70 Purim. So what happened? So there was a Seder. So Chav Dalet Mishmores were Makriv twice, they were Makriv 3 times besides 2 Mishmores which were only Makriv twice. There were 2 mishmoses only makriv twice, and that's how it ended up by Shmini Atzeres. So that was Lamaisa the Seder. Besides the last 2 mishmoris, they were only makriv twice Purim, and the other mishmoris were makriv 3 times Purim. Now, we're coming to Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres, we have 1 par. There were makriv 1 par. So we would say, no, the Yosher is, the Chav Dalet Mishmor is, no, there were Makriv 3 times Purim. There was 2, there was only Makriv 2 times. So out of these 2, let's make a Goyrel between them. 1 should be Makriv 1 par. So the Gemara says, no, this is a regel b'fnei atzmei. Don't make Cheshbonus what was Sukkis. Sukkis is past already. That Yontav is past. And now this is a new yontiv, so all the Chav Dalet Mishmoris made a goyrel, who is going to be makriv this par. Let us again see the Rashi, now we'll look a little clearer. Toin pious, le par, you make a goyrel between the Chav Dalet Mishmoris, le par habo b'shmini, the par that comes shmini atzeres, it doesn't go with the sequence, with the Seder that we were going till now. Sheshanu, the Mishmoris had a double chance to be Makriv apart. There were 70 Purim. Vishilshu beporeyachag, and 22 of the Mishmoris had an opportunity a third time to be Makriv the Poriyachag. Chutz mishtayim, there were two mishmorish sheshonu, they were only able twice to be makiv a por, v'loy shilshu. They weren't able to be makiv a third time, because it's only 70 porim, not 72 porim. Upar shel shmini, but the par of shmini atzeres, ein achas me'oishen shtayim akrivosoi, one of these two, who did not have an opportunity to be makriv, the third par in Sukkis, so he doesn't have a din kedima, ela kol hamishmores mefisois. All the mishmores, all chavdalad mishmores come together, they make a goyrel, who will be makriv this par? That's pious. Viton zman, shmini atzeres, you make a shechionu. When you make kiddush shmini atzeres, it's a regel b'fnei atzmei. That's the difference between yontev achrein shel Sukkis, shmini atzeres, and yontev achrein shel Pesach. Yontev achrein shel Pesach is one long yontev. You made a shechionu the first night, that patters the whole yontev. Shmini atzeres, you make a new shechionu, because this is a new yontev. You made a shechionu on Sukkis, now it's shmini atzeres. The regel la'atzma. Regel means it's a new yontev. What's that? It's a new yontev. She'ein shem chagasukis olav. It's not called chagasukis. That means when you're going to say yala v'yavoy, you can't say it's yom chagasukis as there, because it's a different yontev. Ein shem chagasukis, it's a different name. Yala v'yavoy. The korban la'atzma, and it also has a different seder of akrovas korbonah. She'ein korbonoi kishar yemei achag. It doesn't have the same seder of korbonos which were brought the whole sukkahs. By the whole sukkahs, there was a seder shaporim mismatim behem echod echod, that each day there was one less par, vize einoi, but by shmini etzeres elo par echod. There's only one par. Not, it doesn't go into the sequence of sukkahs. Ushar hayomim shnei elim va'arbo osar kvosim, v'ze ayel echod v'zayin kvosim. So he had a new type of kol. That's a different type of a kol. V'shir la'atzmoy, and also it had a different shir. Ein shiroi shove l'shel sukkos, she'oimer al haduchan. That means the Leviim used to say Shire b'shas ta'akrovas hamusif, but the Shire that was said Shmini Atzeres is a different Shire, not the Shire, the Sukkadik Shire. Zot Rashi v'loinis parish lonu Shirei. It's a different Shire, but I don't know. We don't know what the Shire is. V'meseches soifrim nimso Shirei hulam netzeich al hashminis. The Shir is Lam Netzeich al Hashminis. The Sifsei Chachomim explains, the Rashi is a little contradictory. Rashi says, Lo Nisparish Lonu, Meveisenish, what the Shir is. Then the next line, Rashi says, you know, Mesechta Seifrim, it says the Shir is, Shetach Yo, was it Lo Nisparish Lonu? It says the Mesechta Seifrim. So he wants to say, Pshat and Rashi, Lo Nisparish Lonu Bigmore. That means, in Shas, you don't find it. Mesechta Seifrim was written much later. It wasn't written Bizman HaShas. So that's what Rashi means. V'loinis parish lonu shiroi. You'll go through Bavli, you'll go through Yeshalmi, you won't see it. But Mesechta Seifrim nimtzo. But there Mesechta Seifrim, it does say what the shir was. Lam netzeyach al hashminis. And also the basis brocho la'atzmo. They had a broche. What was the broche? Mevorchen hoyu es hamelech. They used to go in gezegen sich with the melech, shmini atzeres, zeiche lechanukes habayis. This is a zeiche to the chanukes habayis, which was by shloime melech, shenema, by yoim hashmini, shilach es ha'om. Shloime melech had sich avegeshik the folk, had sich gezegen mit the folk, vayevorchu es hamelech. So Memele, so each Shmini Atzeres, Klal Yisrael, hat sich gesegnet mit dem Melech. Kach mefurish, beteisefte de Sukke. That is our Gemara. Now let us see Teisvis. Pazer Kesev, so Tosfos says, Narashi here Pshat, what does regel mean? Zayin is man. Good. What's regel mean? Regel bifnei atzmoi, she'ein shem chagasukis olam. It doesn't have the name of chagasukis. So Tosfos explains Rashi, v'roitz olam, what does it mean? It doesn't have the shem chagasukis. L'may nafkemine. V'roitz olam, the bebirchas hamozin. Utfile, when you say Yala v'yavoy, maskirin shmini atzeres. You mention shmini atzeres, v'lo yisukis. Period. That is reish, regal. It's a different yomtev, a different name. U'brocha la'atzmoy, the base was brocha la'atzmoy, pirish pekuntri, shemevolchin, hoyu lemelech, hoyu hamelech, zeichel lechlukas hamezbayis, תרסיב בספר מלוכים ביום השמיני שילח הסעום ויבורך הסמלך כדסניה בתספת דסוקה יונטב האחן של חג פייס בפני עצמוי זמן לעצמוי קולבן שיר וברוכה לעצמוי in the תספת says what's the ברוכה שנאמר ביום השמיני שילח הסעום ויבורך הסמלך so Rashi figured this out what the Gemara means ברוכה לעצמוי from a Tesefta. So Rashi says, Regel means, in Yalav Yovah you say, Yom Shmini Atzeres, and Brocha means, you bench the Melech. Zok Taisviz, that's in the Tesefta. Ubeperik Lulav Arove Ein Mashmekach. When the Gemara Mesech Tesuke, it does not seem that that's Pshat in Brocha, and that's Pshat in Regel. The Sanya Hosom, the Gemara, there's a Baraisa Mesech Tesuke that says as follows. Kishem sheshivas yemei hachag tuunim kolben, just like the 7 days of Yontif, Sukkis, need a kolben, shir, ubrocha, velina, kachshmini, shmini atzeres also needs kolben, shir, brocha, velina. V'roitze loima, so the Gemara wants to try to explain what is brocha, what does brocha mean? The 7 days of Sukkot need a brocha. What brocha do you make all 7 days? The Reutze Loima, my brocha is man. So the Gemara have a meaning that you make a shechiyonu each day. Uporich, that's a type of brocha. Uporich zman, shechiyonu, kol shiva mi'ike, you make a shechiyonu every day of Sukkot. So the Gemara falls off from that. Umasik, my brocha, Bilchas Amozain Utfile. That Brocha means Bilchas Amozain Utfile, that when you say Alav Yovoy, it's a Brocha Bifnei Atzmi, you don't say Chagasuki, you say Shmini Atzeres, a Chagazel. V'doim Elohu. So we see that we have here a Gemara in Sukkah that says just like Sukkis has a Brocha Bifnei Atzmi, what does that mean? That by Sukkis you say Yalav Yovoy, you say Chagasukis. So Shmini Atzeres also is a brach of Neyatzmoy. When you say Yalav Yovoy, you say Shmini Atzeres. That's what the Gemara says. So you see from the Gemara in Sukkah that the translation of bracha means Yalav Yovoy. V'doim Elohu meforish Rabbeinu Tam Ahidohoche. So from the Gemara we see that Brocha means Yalav Yovoy. So the Rabbi Natan says, that's Pshat in our Gemara. Our Gemara says, Brocha b'fnei atzmo, you say Yalav Yovoy, Shem Shmini Atzeres HaChag Hazeh. And Rashi called this Regel. And Tosfos says, that's the Taitz Brocha. But the Regel la'atzmo, she'tu'uno lina. We'll have later, that by the Yomim Tovim, when a person was Oyla Regel, he was not permitted to go away at night. He had to sleep over one night. So that's a Taitz Regel. Regel means that there's a dinyontev that you have to sleep over in Yerushalayim. Rabbeinu Chananel Pirish, another Pshat in Regel, that Shmini Atzeres is a regel b'fnei atzmoi le'inyan avelus. It's negeya avelus. What's just negeya avelus? Mishum damrinen b'moyet koton b'perik basre ha'koyver meisoi shiva yomim koydem l'regel. a person was koiva meisai 7 days before, let's say, a yontif, before Shavuot. So he was mekayim mitzvah shiva. So now the klal is that a regel is mevatel the aveilus it meets up with. He finished counting shiva. He's up now. He's now in shloishim. Is if he so if he counted shiva botla mimenu gzeira shloishim. So he's finished with the shloishim. That means if he counted shiva 7 days before Shavuos, when Shavuos comes, it takes over the shloishim. The day after Shavuos, he's finished aveilus of shloishim. Vizimnin, sometimes, the leko shive koidem aregel, is not shive koidem aregel, vafilohochi botlo mimenu gzeire shloishim, vishum shmini atzeres. That means as follows, that let us say he became Rachmanin Etzlan on Ovel right before Sukkot. Let us say for practical purposes, he became a day before Sukkot, he became an Ovel. He counted 1 day shive, so now it came the Yontav of Sukkot, so the Yontav of Sukkot is Mevatel Mitzvah Shiva. It comes the Yontav of Shmini Atzeres, a new Yontav, it's Mevatel Shloishim. That is how the Rabbeinu Chananel learned Pshat in Regel B'fnei Atzmei. It's a new Yontav and it's Mevatel Shloishim. So now Taisva says, the Rabbeinu Tam Atzmai, even though that's how the Rabbeinu Chananel learned Pshat in the Gemara, the Rabbeinu Tam said the regel means Lina. Rabbeinu Tam Atzmai Yosa B'mayrev Sheloi, Rabbeinu Tam wrote Marovis, a piyut, what you say, the Mayrev of Shmini Atzeres. So he wrote as follows, Kodesh Lelina, this is a yontif that Mechuya Belina, if you want your Yerushalayim, you had to sleep over, Ushloishim yidchem kasher aveilim yinochem. That this is matre the aveilus of shloishim. Period. So that's Rabbi Chananelum shat and regel. Umiyu, Taisva says, you have to take this halacha with a grain of salt. Yev shaloima she yitche legamri. You can't say that because of Shmini Atzeres he won't have any more aveilus. The whole shloishim becomes botul. Domrine beperek basra de moyet cotton as follows. Yoim echod lifnei hachag. If a person became an oval 1 day before Sukkot. Ve hachag. So it comes out like this. So 1 day before Sukkot, the regel is mavatel shiva, so we reckon a counted shiva simei aveilus. Ve hachag, the yontif, is another shivas yomim. So we have 14 days now. Ushmini Shaloi, the regel of Shmini Atzeres, is also equivalent to 7 days. Harei kan echod ve'esrim yoim. So the Gemara says, so we consider like he counted aveilus of 21 days. So Mamela, after Shmini Atzeres, he starts counting, he only has 8 more days to go. So it's matre davelus of shloishim, but not legamri. Period. So memele. So what did Taisva say? Taisva said as follows: Rashi learned pshat that what Shmini Atzeres needs a broche. Broche means mevorchen as hamelach. So Taisva says the Gemara in Sukkah Zichah did not learn like that, because the Gemara said that just like Sukkot needs a broche, so Shmini Atzeres also needs a broche. Sukkot they want mevorech as hamelech. So kolchach broche means the way the Ben Etam says broche means yalav yovay. So Taisva says umayhi de Sukkot ein kan rai main broche dohocha ki idoso. Wherever it says that the Shmini Atzeres says its own broche, so we don't have to speak about the same halachas. And all Gemaras, the Gemara in Sukkah speaking about Yalav V'Yovoi, our Gemara could be speaking about Birchas HaMelech. Ein kan ray im ein broche da hoche ki hi da hoso. Va hoso na va mozo luk mi be Birchas HaMelech, mishim da lesa b'shi b'shimei achak. There the Gemara zicha can't be speaking about Birchas HaMelech, because in Sukkah there's no Birchas HaMelech. So there broche means Yalav V'Yovoi. Could be where Rashi said the broche can mean Birchas HaMelech. Shir Oimer Rabbeinu Tam. So Rashi said it's a Shir Aladuchen. Rashi says the Levim used to sing it. That's what Rashi says. The Rabbeinu Tam says Shoye Oimrim Bebeis HaKnesses Mizmer Sholem. They said the Yoim, they said a whole capital Lekovich Mini Atzeres. Mashen Kem Bechol Shah Yemei HaChag Shle Oimrim Mizmer Sholem Ela Chet Yei B'Yoim Echad. That they said a half a capital. Simonech hum behi. These are psukim, what they said in Chalamoy. Ubesech es seifrim mashma sheimun veisakneses lametzeich alashminis. This is being down the mesech to seifrim. Beshemek kamoi kein hayovim imun veisamigdosh. Now this says that the seifrim is speaking about, mesech to seifrim is speaking about the shul. That's the way Rashi says the Duchen. But could be, Taisa says, about the Duchen, by the Shir of the Musaf, they also said, Lamnatzeach bin Ginnis, Lamnatzeach alashminis. The Gemara Esta Kashe. It says over here, we learn out Chaga Shavuos from Pesach, that just like Pesach has 7 days of Tashlumim, the same thing, Shavuos has 7 days of Tashlumim. So the Gemara says, let's learn out from Sukkot. Why do you learn out from Pesach? So the Gemara said, Tfaste merube loite faste. That if you don't know what to chap, don't chap a lot. Chap a little. So Taisvis, this lomdis of Tfaste merube loite faste, loidomi lohode darshinon, the Gemara darshins, yomim rabim, so the Gemara darshins, yomim shnayim. How many yomim means yomim? A minimum two. Rabim, so it's more days, shloisha. Yomim rab means 3 days. Now, between you and me, yomim could also mean 70 days, and then rabim can mean 150 days. So Teisva says, so l'chayra, how did the Gemara know that yomim means 2 days, and rabim means 3 days? Is that also about the lumdus of tfasta merubele, tfasta, tfasta, muta, tfasta? So Taisha says, no, there it is better. The hosam neichetve, shimbosa lohoisif yoisa mishnayim, if you're gonna be open-minded, it says yomim days. It doesn't say how many days, by two, maybe more. So if you're going to think that way, ain't l'dov or safe. So then you're not going to end up with anything. So how many days is yomim? 2,000, 2,000,000, trillion? You don't know. If you're going to start thinking that way, so you won't know anything. So memele, so there it's poshit that you say the minimum amount. Because if I'm going over the minimum, I don't know how to go and how far to go. Avul hocha yesh l'dov or safe. Over here I have a dilemma, problem. Do I learn out Shavuos from Pesach? Do I learn out Shavuos from Sukkot? If I learn out Shavuos from Pesach, the 7 days Tashlumim. If I learn out Shavuos from Sukkot, it's 8 days Tashlumim. So whatever you learn out, there's a gvul. It's either 7 or 8. It's not an infinite cheshbin. Avoloche yesh ledovosayv, the tvei mishmoin aloy. So memele, here there's a new lomdus of tfaste merube loy tfaste. By yomim rabim, you don't need the lomdus of tfaste merube. Now Taisvis proves this from a Toyer's Koinim. The Toyer's Koinim Tanya, yomim shnayim. 2 days. Yochel yomim habe, maybe yomim means more than 2 days. So now here we have a machlikas tanoi. Omer abikive kol shemashmoy merube mashmoy muwe tfaste merube loy tfaste. So Rabbi Kiva used the lomdus of Tfasta Merube. Rabbi Yude ben Seira Oimer, a different cheshben. Shtei midois. You have 2 ways how to measure this. Achas kola, 1 mida, 1 measurement has an end. You know, this is it. For achas eine kola, in another mida, there's no end to it. The sky's the limit. Is moided in bemida kola, v'loi bemida sheine kola. If the Torah is telling us an amount of days, and 1 I know is a bestimmt amount of days. 2, that's for sure. If I go further than 2, so I don't know how many days it is. So zicher, the Torah means to tell us 2. Omer Rav Nechemia v'chiloma bo akosav liftoyech eilino. Did the Torah want to tell us something or to keep us in suspense? So akochach, if the Torah wants to tell us, so akochach yomim has to be 2. Bereish suke hiksuve, Taisus explains it in Bereish suke. So the Gemara weiter. So the Gemara had asked, according to Rab Meir, according to Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, what did they do with the extra words Chagamatzos, Chagashvuos, Chagasukos? So they said, we're makish Chagashavuos lechagamatzos. Just like Chagamatzos, you have 7 days of Tashlumim, Chagasukos, you have 7 days of Tashlumim. Frag the Gemara, fine. Back to Gemara, Abba, Alamai Hilchas, Ekosva, Achmona, Lachaga, Sukkis. Good. Now you're explaining me why it says Chaga Matzis and Chaga Shavuis. To be Makish, Chaga Shavuis, Lachaga Matzis. Abba, Alamai Hilchas, Ekosva, Achmona, Lachaga, Sukkis. Why does Chaga Sukkis say, is was written here? For what reason is this written? So the Gemara says, Lakushe, Lachaga Matzis, to be Makish, it to Chaga Matzis, Ma chag ha-matzais to'un lino, av chag ha-sukais to'in lino. Just like by Pesach, when you were oile regal in Pesach, you had to sleep over, so by Sukkis you also have to sleep over. V'hosa minolam, how do you know by Pesach you have to sleep over in Yerushalayim? T'chsiv ufoniso v'boiker v'holachto lo'yoy ha-lecha. The Torah says, you know when you leave Yerushalayim in the morning, you don't leave at night. You finish that night, you have nothing what to do, you go to sleep in Yerushalayim. Ufonisa v'abayka v'yolachto li'oyolach. So Rashi says, Toun lino leil choyloi shel moyit. That means by Pesach, Moses machagamatzis ton lino. That means Pesach, a person came to Yerushalayim. So Rashi learns pshat, that he had to sleep over not only the Seder night, he had to sleep over Meitzoy Yom Tov Rishon, and Ufanisa Vaboyka is going on the first day Chalamoid. Ton lino leil choyloi shel moyed, the first night of Chalamoid he has to sleep over, Ufanisa Vaboyka, and then the morning of the first day Chalamoid, then he can go home. Biyontif loika makra. Fanisa vaboyker does not mean, yontif rishin to go home. Sharehu yoim shechiyuvim li rois bazore. There's a chiyuv of riye bepnei azore. Rochol zechucha. How can you go home in the morning? Yeah, you have things what to do yet in Yerushalayim. So Fanisa vaboyker is speaking about the first day chalamoid. That you need line meitzoy yom tov rishin and the first day chalamoid you go home. Let us see Tosfos. Ma chag hamatzos to'un lino. Now, if we're going to learn the Gemara literally, so we'll say as follows: just like the yom tov of Pesach, you have to sleep over. And one could literally translate till when do you have to sleep over? Till the end of the yom tov. Ma chaga matzis ton lina. You have to sleep over. You have to remain in Yerushalayim till after chaga matzis. Av chaga sukkis ton lina. You have to remain in Yerushalayim till after chaga sukkis. That's how one could learn. So Taisa says you could learn like that, but don't learn like that. Loi she yolin bi Yerushalayim kol zayim yemei haPesach. The Gemara does not mean that he's mechuyev to stay over the whole Pesach. Ula acha yemei haPesach yashkim, after the seventh day Pesach he goes home. V'yeilech loi, the bechol, that's not pshat. The bechol duchti de marbinon line. Wherever we learn how to din line. For example, kegoyin l'shmini atzeres is a din line. So how long does one have to say Shmini Atzeres? One night. Ula bikurim, a person means bikurim is a din line. Ula pesach sheni, ula chol akobonis besefri, beparshis rei anoichi, le mabina lila ela laila echot. That all the places we learn out the din line means a lina of one night. So memela, so bacha gamatzis ton lina means one night of Pesach you have to stay over. V'hai kro demaisi, the pasuk that he brings of Anisa v'aboyke v'alachta le'alecha, b'gufe de Pesach si v'pashas rei. This is speaking about the Korban Pesach. It says as follows, Tizbach ha-Pesach be'erev, you should shecht it bein arbayim, eis this, ursi v'nefet says v'ishalto, you should roast it, v'chalto, ufoniso baboike, and then you go away in the morning. Umiyu, Taisvah says, Veirashi says, lav baboike mamish. It does not mean you go away the morning after the Seder night. The yontif, that's yontif. Elik the pesh bekontres, the toin lina leil choyle shalmoyit. You have to sleep over. You have to remain in Yerushalayim the first night of Chol HaMoed. The biyontev loikom akro. The yontev, the third, did that mean you leave Yerushalayim? Shrehi yoim shechayv lirois pazor. So v'meile, so that's what the Gemara says. Ma chaga matzeis ton lina does not mean that the whole yontev you have to remain Yerushalayim. It means one night of yontev, the night of Meitzoy yontev rishon, you have to remain Yerushalayim. The chain chaga sukis teton lino, also the same thing. Don't learn it literally that you have to stay over the whole sukis in Yerushalayim. Hainu laila echad means one night. Vahai de mashme v'perk lula varov. So Taisus says, but I have a gemore in sukis which would seem that lina is the whole sukis. Where's the gemore? Gabi chag dika lina kol shive. Midalai porich line kol shiva mi ike. Kede porich gabis man. Taisves before brought down a gemore in suke daf mem zayim. The gemore says, kishem sheshivas yemea chag tuune broche veline, just like the shivas yemea chag lin broche veline, Shmini Atzeres also needs brocha v'lina. So the Gemara asked, what is brocha? Ileime brocha min shechiyonu zman. Brocha kol shive mi'ike. So the Gemara says that means something else. Fine. But why did the Gemara have me to learn that brocha means all 7 days you have to make a shechiyonu? Frek the Gemara, so Tosfos asks, why didn't the Gemara ask if it means all 7 days? So how could you say it needs lina all 7 days? So from this Gemara it would seem that lina is taka all 7 days. That's why the Gemara, they had no problems with lina. The only one had problems with the Shechiyonu. So Tosfos says, V'hai de mashme beperik lulav arove, gabi chag dika lina kol shive, midoloi porch lina kol shive meike kede porch gabi zman. I know that the Gemara knew that Lina Kol Shiva means that all the 7 days of Sukkot you can be Mekayim Mitzvah Lina. Shim lo yavoi beregel b'Yerushalayim b'yom rishon. What happened? He didn't come. He wasn't able to regel the first day. Rak b'yom sheni. Oy be'echad mimei achag. Ton Lina Laila Shalachov. So there Lina Kol Shiva means any day of Yontif he came into Yerushalayim, he has to make lina. That means kol shiva the zachi of lina. But not every day. Any day of the kol shiva. V'chein nimbo b'echad mizayin yemei ha-pesach. It's also the same thing. You have lina one of the 7 days. V'teima, so b'kitzah. So what did Taisus say? Taisus said two things about. Taisus says the pasuk is coming to tell us that the Yontev of Pesach, the Yontev of Sukkis, when you come to Yerushalayim one day for the Yontev to Be'er Regel, you have to sleep over that night. V'teima, that's this pasuk over here. The tepek lay the tuun eline mishum shalmei simcha dahoyu kol shmoin. Efektach Taisves, why do you have to have a special limud that Yontev is machayev line? And I'm telling you, Pshad, you only chayev one day lina. Fektach Taisves. Each day of Chol HaMoed, Ayid brought Shalmei Simcha, he brought Shlomim. Dahoyu kol shmoine, kidisnan ahalil vasimcha shmoine peklul varobe. So each day a person brought a kolm. Zech Taisves, you know what the din is when a person brings a kolm? Afilu bishar yemois hashone. During the year, if a person will bring any kolben, he has to sleep over, he has to stay over. What needs lina? Kloima, kol hazvachim, every kolben, dumya de Pesach. Ein li ala elu bilvad, a kolben of a behemoth. Minayin l'rabbis oifes, if a person brings a kolben oif. Umincha, Yayin, ulevoina, ve'etzim, a person brings a kolben etzim. He donates Eitzim for the Atzei Meroche. Talmud Loime Ufonisa Kol Pine Shata Poine in Aboike Veilach. Of a pace of shiny pligit and of a beg lulavarove, beg me show you tome. So memele, if you had need lina by pace of shiny. But by all kobonis, there was a din lina. Besefrima forish time, the man de omaton lina, the rekates of olivonia by pace of shiny. Al koponim frektach taisus azai. The halacha is that when a person brought a kolbon, whenever the time might be that he had brought the kolbon, the din is that he has to stay over that night. That is the din lina. Frektach taisves, so why do you need a special limud over here to tell us that a person is chayev belina sukkis? Verstehst du, chayev belina sukkis? He brings a kolbon shalmei chagige, shalmei simche. So if he brings a kolbon shlomim, so when whoever brings a kolbon is chayev belina. So why do you need a special limud that sukkis is chayev belina? You automatically you chayev belina because you brought a shlomim, shalmei simche. The yeshloima emphatosvus the mashkachas lo the loymaisi kolbon. It's possible a yid could eat shalmei simche without bringing personally a kolbon. B'yayim shabol Yerushalayim kigoyim. The Shalach Shlomov May Esmail, this person was unable to be Eile Regel. He's going to go the third day Chalamoid. But when he goes the third day Chalamoid, he wants to make sure he has Shalmei Simcha. So he sent a Shliach to bring his Shlomim to the Beis HaMikdash to be Makrevit the second day Chalamoid. But he was home the second day Chalamoid. So Memele, when he comes the third day Chalamoid, so als bringing a kolben, he didn't bring the kolben, the shliach sent the kolben. So als kolben, he wouldn't be mechayev belina, but he's chayev belina als the yonte. That's what Taisa's answer is. The mashkach is lo d'loi maisi kolben b'yoyim shabo li Yerushalayim, k'goyin de sholach shlom of me'esma, d'necholim l'shnei yomim. So memele, that's why I need a posik to tell me that even though als havos kolben, I am potter, because I didn't bring the kolben that day. I'm chayev belina als the yonte. One teretz. V'oi beper kamer de chagiga omar v'samachta. You don't have to be mekayem mitzvah simcha with kolbones. V'samachta l'rabbis kol mine simchas l'simcha. V'minim perik elu devorim. Afilu b'ksus nikiye. A person's mekayem mitzvah simcha sachag. With a clean beged, the yayin yoshin, the bin and achel and meshkachas lo simcha shmoinik, shechal yontav rishali is b'shabes, macha the bin and zviche b'shah simcha. Regab nashka mishal meperik sheni. So Mamel Taisva says, if you'll say that simcha is only shalmei simcha, what is if the first day of yontav is Shabbos, which you can't bring shalmei simcha, so how are the mekayim mitzvah simcha? So kol the mekayim their mitzvah simcha, the way we're mekayim now mitzvah simcha. Yain yoshen, ksus nekiye. So Mamele, so that's the chiddush of our limud, that even though he was in Yerushalayim with Adam Achayev of Kolbin. He sent the Kolbin yesterday. Afal Pikein is Chayev Belina als the Regel. Regav Naashkem Yerushalmi Perik Sheini, the Bikurim, the Snan Utuunim Line, Omar Abyeine, Hodo the Taima, this Chiddush that you need Line by a Yontif, Hodo the Taima Bishemi Mon Kom, that he didn't bring a Kolb. So then there's a chiddush that is chayav b'line. Avo yesh imo en kolben v'loy kach tunin line machmas akolben. There you need line machmas akolben.